English USA vous présente African Voices in Conversation, des conversations en anglais qui ont attrait à la vie quotidienne au Sénégal. Pour télécharger ces leçons, allez sur le site internet www.lavoixdelamérique.com, cliquez sur « Apprenez l'anglais » et retrouvez les leçons d'anglais spéciales Sénégal. Makalou, un ancien footballeur, rencontre un arbitre de son époque. Et tout de suite, il commence à se souvenir d'un match mémorable. Nous allons écouter la conversation. Vous répondrez par vrai ou faux, true ou false, à ces deux énoncés. 1. Kona est encore jeune. 2. Makalou, lui, rappelle qu'ils sont toujours au terrain de football. Vous répondrez ensuite à ces trois questions. 1. Comment était Makalou, selon Kona? 2. Pourquoi Makalou ne peut-il pas se rappeler de Kona? 3. Quel était le score, selon Kona? Vous entendrez quelques expressions utilisées dans le langage familier. Nous allons écouter la conversation.
Hey, Kona.
Hey, I know you.
Where have you been? It's been ages since we last met here. Do you recognize me?
I do, but sorry, what's your name again? I'm getting older and older.
I can see that. I'm not so young either, but I have not forgotten you. Tell me, what does the word Malu remind you of?
Makalu! I knew I recognized you. How could I forget the famous rough touch devil of Fabulous team?
That's me, the one and only. I know I was fast and dangerous, but I had to hold back because I always had trouble avoiding your 100 eyes.
Do you remember the time you scored 6 goals against Biladi's football team?
Of course. How could I forget? But Kona, it was 9-1, but you refused our last 3 goals.
That's not true.
Come on, man. Admit it. You were being too harsh.
Hey, man, even if you don't agree, I'm still the referee. I'm the boss on the football pitch.
Well, slow down. Come back to earth, buddy. We are not on the football pitch anymore.
Nous avons entendu dans ce dialogue Makalou et Kona. L'énoncé 1 est faux. Kona est encore jeune. L'énoncé 2 est faux. Makalou lui rappelle qu'ils sont toujours au terrain de football. Voilà les réponses aux questions. 1. Comment était Makalou selon Kona? Rapide et vif. 2. Pourquoi Makalou ne peut-il pas se rappeler de Kona? Parce qu'il devient de plus en plus vieux. 3. Quel était le score selon Kona? 6-0. Écoutez et répétez ces expressions et leur traduction en anglais.
I can see that.
C'est ce que je vois.
It's been ages.
Cela fait longtemps.
Slow down.
Doucement.
Come back to earth, buddy.
Reviens sur terre, mon cher.
That's not true.
Ceci est inexact. Vous avez entendu Kona et Makalou, l'excellent footballeur. Vous avez aussi entendu certaines expressions utilisées dans le langage familier. Pour plus de renseignements au sujet des cours d'anglais, Learning English, allez au site internet suivant à americanenglish.state.gov ou à voalearningenglish.com. Welcome to Business English. Bienvenue à notre émission consacrée à l'anglais commercial aux États-Unis. Dans ce programme, vous participerez à des voyages d'affaires, à des conversations téléphoniques, à l'échange de messages e-mail et à des interviews. Au micro, Michel Joseph. Dans cette leçon, nous allons commencer par les introductions et les présentations. Nos interlocuteurs se trouvent dans un avion. Vous allez les entendre se présenter. My name is Michael. Je m'appelle Michael. Et notez qu'après avoir donné son nom, l'autre personne répond « Nice to meet you ». Heureux de faire votre connaissance. Répétez. Repeat. Nice. Littéralement, c'est bon. To meet. Le verbe rencontrer. You. Le pronom en objet direct. Vous ou te. Nice to meet you. Il est bon de vous rencontrer. Heureux ou heureuse de faire votre connaissance. Vous allez entendre la réponse à cette phrase. C'est la même, sauf pour le dernier mot. Nice to meet you too. To signifie aussi, à ne pas confondre avec to, qui compose tout verbe à l'infinitif. Par exemple, to meet, rencontrer, to walk, marcher. To est un adverbe. Il suffit donc que l'autre personne rajoute to à la fin d'une même phrase pour exprimer un sentiment réciproque. Listen, écoutez.
Hi, my name is Walter, Walter Kennedy.
Hello, my name is Michael, Michael Davis.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you too.
Aux États-Unis, même dans un contexte commercial ou d'affaires, les gens se présentent par hello ou bien hi. Hi est typiquement américain. Répétez, hi. Habituons-nous ensemble à cette façon de se présenter. Hi. My name is Michelle. Ou bien, hello, my name is Michelle. Répétez après moi. Hi, my name is Mohammed. Hello, my name is Sophie. Hi, my name is Idrissa. Hello, my name is Moussa. Hi, my name is Chantal. Hello, my name is Frédéric. Écoutons de nouveau la rencontre de Walter et de Michael.
Hi, my name is Walter, Walter Kennedy.
Hello, my name is Michael, Michael Davis.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you too.
Dans cette rencontre d'affaires qui suit, Max vient de s'installer à Washington. Il vient de San Francisco. Max just moved here from San Francisco.
Max just moved here from San Francisco.
Just moved. Il vient juste d'arriver. Kathy présente Max à Larry.
This is Max Wilson.
Et Larry présente Max à Elizabeth. Vous allez entendre Max. This is Elizabeth.
This is Elizabeth Moore.
Max, voici Elizabeth. C'est une façon très courante de présenter une personne à quelqu'un d'autre. Quand il y a plusieurs personnes présentes, vous allez entendre aussi Larry. Have you met Max?
Larry, have you met Max?
Larry, connaissez-vous Max? Avez-vous rencontré Max? Have you met? Vous allez entendre la réponse positive. Yes, I have.
Yes, I have.
Et vous allez entendre aussi la réponse négative. No, I haven't.
Elizabeth, have you met Max?
No, I haven't.
C'est la contraction de no, I have not. Répétez, repeat. Have you met? Yes, I have. No, I haven't. Listen, écoutez.
Larry, have you met Max?
Yes, I have. Welcome to Washington.
Thanks, Larry.
Oh, hi, Elizabeth. Elizabeth, have you met Max?
No, I haven't.
This is Max Wilson. Max just moved here from San Francisco. Max, this is Elizabeth Moore.
Nice to meet you, Elizabeth.
It's nice to meet you too, Max.
Et c'est tout pour cette leçon de Business English, l'anglais commercial. That's it for today. Until next time, à la prochaine fois. Au micro, Michel Joseph. Hello and welcome to lesson number 79 of English USA. Bonjour et bienvenue à la leçon numéro 79 d'English USA.
Ce soir, Martin va au concert et il appelle sa femme, qui n'a pas pu l'accompagner sur son téléphone portable. Au cours de cette leçon, vous apprendrez à décrire un endroit en utilisant une grande variété de mots pour expliquer les dimensions, les formes et les couleurs. English USA est diffusé en direct de Washington, au micro Michel Joseph. Au cours de cette leçon, vous apprendrez à décrire un endroit. Martin se trouve dans une grande salle de concert, a concert hall. Il essaye de la décrire de son mieux à sa femme, qui n'a pas pu l'accompagner. Elle demande tout de suite, « What's it like ?» C'est comment ? « What's it like ?» Et il répond, « It's large, but not too large. » C'est grand, mais pas trop. « I guess it holds 2,000 people. » Je pense qu'elle peut contenir 2,000 personnes. « I guess it holds 2,000 people. » Sa femme veut en savoir davantage. Elle dit, « Tell me more. » What color is it? Quelle est sa couleur? Et il répond. Et écoutez le reste.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can tell you're at the concert.
I wanted to try out the telephone. I can't believe I'm talking to you on the telephone.
Modern technology.
Wonderful. I'm sitting in the middle of this large concert hall talking to you on the telephone.
What's it like?
The telephone?
No, the concert.
It hasn't started yet. It will begin in about 5 minutes. The concert hall is beautiful.
Tell me about it.
It's large, but not too large. I guess it holds about 2,000 people, maybe fewer than that. I'm sorry you can't be here.
Perhaps next time. Tell me more. What color is it?
It's cream color with red trim. Not bright red, but a red wine color. There's a lot of gold, too. The hall is almost square, and it has 3 balconies. They aren't very big. They aren't very deep. Each one has about 4 rows of seats. I'm in the first balcony.
That sounds perfect.
I can look down on the audience below. I can see people coming from the doors on the right and on the left. It's almost time for the concert to begin, so the hall is almost full.
Can you see the orchestra?
Of course. I'm directly in front of the orchestra, above them, of course. They are all in their places. Some are getting ready to warm up.
Oh, I can hear them. Is it exciting?
Yes, it is. You remember the last time we came here?
Yes, it must have been 3 years ago.
I think so. The concert hall was so ugly. It was dark and dirty.
Was it dark green?
Or maybe brown. It hadn't been painted for years and years. There weren't enough lights. We couldn't find our seats. Now it's light and colorful. It's really beautiful. It looks much bigger now.
Have you interviewed the conductor?
No, not yet. I'll interview him at the first intermission. It will be a long intermission.
Say hello for me. He may remember me.
Of course he'll remember you. You've met him several times, haven't you?
Yes, but he meets so many people.
I'll call you later. It's about to begin. Bye.
N'oubliez pas qu'en anglais, les mots descriptifs sont en général placés avant le mot qu'ils décrivent. Par exemple, small stage, une petite scène. Large concert hall, une grande salle de concert. Red color, couleur rouge. Écoutez la description de Martin qui vous servira d'exemple.
Large concert hall. 2,000 people. Red wine color. 3 balconies.
Certains mots descriptifs sont placés après le verbe être en anglais, to be. They aren't small, contraction de they are not small. They aren't small. Ils ne sont pas petits. It's square, contraction de it is square. It's square. C'est carré. It was round. C'était rond. Voici d'autres exemples.
They aren't big. The hall is beautiful. It's square. It was dark and dirty.
Pourriez-vous maintenant répondre aux questions de Martin Lerner en utilisant des mots descriptifs? Vous avez sans doute remarqué que ces mots rendent la description d'un endroit encore plus précise. Écoutez bien et répondez à ces questions. Par exemple, Martin vous demandera « How large is the concert hall? » Et vous pouvez répondre « It's very large » ou bien « Large but not so large » ou bien « It's not large, it's small. » Enfin, répondez comme vous voulez.
How large is the concert hall? What color is the concert hall? Is the concert hall dark and dirty? Is the hall round or square?
Hello, is that you, Martin?
It's the intermission.
I know. I've been listening to the concert on the radio.
Pour savoir décrire un lieu, il faut que vous puissiez décrire les couleurs, les dimensions et les formes. C'est-à-dire en anglais, you have to be able to describe the shape, les formes, ou la forme, the shapes, les dimensions, en anglais, the size, et les couleurs, the colors. Martin Lerner parle au téléphone avec sa femme. Il parle en décrivant la salle de concert, the concert hall. Il parle aussi durant l'entracte, during intermission. Intermission, c'est l'entracte. Il parle des lumières, the lights. There are lots of lights. Il y a beaucoup de lumières. Il parle de l'orchestre, the orchestra. The orchestra is wonderful. Il parle du plaisir à l'écoute de cette musique. The pleasure. It's a pleasure to listen to this wonderful music. Une place, a seat. Y a-t-il une place près de vous? Is there a seat next to you? Les verbes. Il parle de l'orchestre. Il parle du fait que cet orchestre est dirigé par un chef d'orchestre. Dirigé, conduct. Le chef d'orchestre, the conductor. Devinez, guess. Il demande à sa femme, il lui dit, guess where I am? Devine où je suis. Guess where I am. To guess. Les adjectifs. Bright. Brillant. Bright. The colors are so bright. It is wonderful in here. Bright. Confortable. It's comfortable here. It's very comfortable. Confortable. It's a cream color. A cream color. Crème ou beige. It's a deep red. And that's it for lesson number 79 of English USA. Et voilà pour cette leçon numéro 79 d'English USA. Vous savez maintenant comment décrire un endroit. The movie theater was very small. La salle de cinéma était très petite. Ou bien, this house is green. Cette maison est verte. Si vous connaissez un endroit sympathique en utilisant des mots descriptifs, vous pourrez peut-être persuader vos amis d'y aller aussi. The restaurant was really beautiful. The food was delicious. Le restaurant était vraiment splendide et la nourriture délicieuse. The hall was round. La salle était ronde. Je suis sûre que vous connaissez plein d'endroits sympathiques autour de chez vous ou dans votre quartier et vous pourriez vous exercer à les décrire. En attendant, in the meantime, have a great week and great practice. Goodbye!
And welcome to Anglais Télé. Bienvenue à Anglais Télé, un programme de la Voix de l'Amérique, service francophone. My name is Michelle Joseph and I have two guests with me. Can you introduce yourself, please?
My name is Fatuma Kalala Alimasi.
And how about you?
My name is Eva Pekenaro.
Wonderful to have you all. And of course, I have some other guests on the end of the line from different parts of the world. And we're going to talk about shopping today. And I think most of us, all of us, have shopped in our lives, right? What is to shop? Fatuma, can you give a simple definition of to shop? The verb to shop.
To shop, go to the store and buy.
Okay, go to the store and buy. Okay, what about you, Eva?
I think I use go shopping and not shop, so...
Go shopping and not shopping. Okay, to go shopping, okay?
Yeah.
And to shop or to buy.
Yes.
Okay, these are basically verbs that say the same thing. And to shop, what is the word shop? Where did that come from, shop?
I think it comes from... shopping or the store.
The store. Shop and store, they mean the same thing. A shop, a store. And so to go shopping, the verb to go, very common verb. Action, you go to the store, you go to the shop. Okay. I think now that we've talked about the verb to shop and to buy, what other verb goes along with that? What is the opposite of to shop or to buy?
What to keep. Opposite to buy, to keep.
To keep. Okay. Let's hold on to the to keep because that I think that's part of a sentence there. What about you, Fatuma? What's the opposite of what's the opposite action of buying something or shopping for something?
To save.
To save. Okay, that's good. Let me write those down. To keep and to save. But I was actually thinking of the opposite activity or the balancing. If you're buying, somebody else is doing something.
Selling.
Selling.
Oh, okay.
The verb is what?
To sell.
To sell. Okay. So now that we know about buying and selling, to buy, to sell, to shop, and what happens in that interaction between the person who wants to buy and the person who wants to sell? Is there something that happens between the two? What dynamic can happen?
To try? No.
Between the two, something is happening.
Make a decision of what to buy.
Yes, that's true. You're making a decision. And to make that decision, what are you doing?
You choose.
You're choosing. Are you going to question the cost of the person selling? Are you going to... There's another thing that could be going on here.
You compare the prices.
You compare. So you choose. You compare. Do you negotiate?
It depends.
It depends. Okay, so we're going to go to our guests and welcome them, and they are going to participate with us, and we're going to find out what happens when people are buying and selling. Welcome to our guests. We have Lauriane Mangama from RDC. Hello, would you like to introduce yourself, please?
Hello.
Yes. That's our first guest, yes. Can you please introduce yourself, please?
Okay, thank you for the floor. My name is Lauriane Mangama. I live in DRC.
Okay, so we have Lauriane Mangama in DRC. We have another guest, I believe, in Mali. Can you introduce yourself, please?
Yes, hello everyone. My name is Alfin Pide, but everybody calls me Alf. So I am from Mali.
Okay, are you going to welcome Alf?
Welcome, Alf.
Yeah, welcome.
Thank you.
So we now have guest number three, Marie-Rose Bora. Can you tell us where you're from?
Hello, Eva, Fatouma, and Michel. I'm Marie-Rose Bora. I'm Congolese. I'm living in DRC.
Wonderful. So we're welcoming everyone, Marie-Rose Bora.
And
thanks.
Welcome, Marie-Rose.
And we also have another guest. I think she's in Maine, Portland. That's our fourth guest. Would you like to introduce yourself, please?
Hi, my name is Pierrette. I'm Congolese. I live in Portland, Maine.
Wonderful. So there are different parts of...
In Portland, Maine, yeah.
Portland, Maine, Mali,
DRC.
Hello. So we are going to go shopping in your countries. How about that? Or do you want to come shopping in our country? What do you think, Fatouma? I know what. You have something to sell. And Alf from Mali is going to be buying that particular thing. You are going to describe to Alf what it is that you have to sell. And Alf is going to be asking Fatouma, how much does it cost? Fatouma will give the price. And then Alf is going to bargain. Now, Eva, can you explain quickly to Alf what bargaining means, to bargain?
I think I can't.
Okay, yeah. She can't. Can you explain, Fatouma?
Yes, it's like you give the price, the seller give the price, and then you try to go down a little bit, negotiate.
So to bargain is, en français, c'est marchander. And to negotiate is another synonym.
Yes.
Okay, so Fatouma is going to create something that she's selling. Let's go.
Yes, half. I'm selling a ring.
Ring?
Yes.
Okay.
That ring is made with diamond.
Wow.
It's very beautiful. 24 carat. Okay? The price...
So how much does your ring cost?
That ring costs 500.
It's cheap.
Yes. $500 is cheap.
$500. $500?
Yes.
Wow. Your ring seems to be very pretty, but that's too much. Can you lower the price a little bit, please?
So let's close with that.
Voulez-vous mieux parler l'anglais?
C'est fait.
Avec Anglais Télé, notre programme interactif télé multimédia.
C'est à votre tour de parler.
It's your turn to talk.
No, it's my turn to talk.
No, it's their turn to talk.
Mais vous aurez l'occasion d'intervenir en direct.
Et de pratiquer l'anglais avec...
Michel.
Et Roger.
Nous répondrons à vos questions.
Nous vous aiderons à formuler vos phrases.